pulling the buckle away and letting it snap back.
Where does the pulling come from?
It's a type of galvanic force, I said, then hesitated, which is a fancy way of saying that I've got no idea at all.
I wonder if it only likes iron because it's made of iron, she mused,
touching her silver ring to it with no effect.
If someone found a lodestone made of brass, would it like other brass?
Maybe it would like copper and zinc, I said. That's what brass is made of. I turned the bag right side out and began packing up my things. Denner handed me back the lodestone and wandered off toward the destroyed remains of the fire pit.
It ate all the wood before it left, she said.
I went over to look too. The area around the fire pit was a churned-up mess. It looked like an entire legion of cavalry had ridden across it. I prodded a great piece of overturned sod turf with the toe of my boot, then bent to pick something up.
Look at this.
Denner came closer, and I held something up for her to see. It was one of the Dracus' scales, smooth and black, roughly as big as my palm, and shaped like a teardrop. It was a quarter inch thick in the middle, tapering to the edges. I held it out to Denner.
For you, m'lady. A memento.
She hefted it in her hand.
It's heavy, she said. I'll go find one for you.
She skipped back to prod through the remains of the fire pit.
I think it ate some of the rocks along with the wood. I know I gathered more than this to line the fire last night.
Lizards eat rocks all the time, I said. It's how they digest their food. The rocks grind up the food in their guts. Denner eyed me skeptically.
It's true, chickens do it too.
She shook her head, looked away as she prodded in the churned-up earth.
You know, at first I was kind of hoping you would turn this encounter into a song, but the more you talk about this thing, I'm not so sure. Cows and chickens. Where's your flair for the dramatic?
It does well enough without exaggeration, I said. That scale is mostly iron, unless I miss my guess. How can I make that more dramatic than it already is? She held up the scale, looking at it closely.
You're kidding.
I grinned at her. The rocks around here are full of iron, I said. The Dracus eats the rocks, and slowly they get ground down in its gizzard. The metal slowly filters into the bones and scales. I took the scale and walked over to one of the greystones. Year after year, it sheds its skin, then eats it, keeping the iron in its system. After 200 years, I tapped the scale against the stone. It made a sharp ringing sound, somewhere between a bell and a piece of glazed ceramic. I handed it back to her.
Back before modern mining people probably hunted them for their iron. Even nowadays, I'm guessing an alchemist would pay a pretty penny for the scales or bones. Organic iron is a real rarity. They could probably do all sorts of things with it.
Denner looked down at the scale in her hand.
You win. You can write the song.
Her eyes lit with an idea.
Let me see the lodestone.
I dug it out of my bag and handed it to her. She brought the scale close to it, and they snapped sharply together, making the same odd ceramic ring again. She grinned and walked back over to the fire pit and started pushing the lodestone through the debris, hunting for more scales. I looked out toward the northern bluffs.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, I said, pointing off to a faint smudge of smoke rising from the trees. But something's smouldering down there. The marker stakes I planted are gone, but I think that's the direction we saw the blue fire last night.
Denner moved the lodestone back and forth over the ruins of the fire pit.
The Drakkers couldn't have been responsible for what happened at the Morthan farm.
She gestured at the churned-up earth and sod.
There wasn't any of this sort of wreckage there.
I'm not thinking about the farm, I said. I'm thinking someone's patron might have been roughing it last night with a cheery little campfire.
Denner's face fell.
And the Drakkers saw it.
I wouldn't worry, I said quickly. If he's as clever as you say, he's probably safe as houses.
Show me a house that's safe from that thing,
she said grimly, handing me back my lodestone.
Let's go have a look.
It was only a few miles to where the faint line of smoke rose from the forest, but we made bad time. We were sore and tired, and neither of us was hopeful about what we would find when we reached our destination. When we walked, we shared my last apple and half of my remaining loaf of flatbread.